This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where you know the nation is facing a difficult season. When you turn to common sense to an Oscar-winning actor. Right, and not an actor who has been particularly involved in politics, and certainly not an actor with the prevailing leftism of the Hollywood system. But we will go to what Matthew McConaughey had to say recently, identifying himself as a passionate centrist. And good for him. A step in the right direction, certainly away from the Hollywood left. He's a smart guy, actually, Matthew McConaughey. And that's what people say, is that he doesn't always play the brightest people. All right, Magic Mike, in his movies. But off camera can be pretty quick. There's also the latest on plans for the Trump counter-inauguration and the Biden inauguration that are somewhat surprising. And there's this. The New York Times, and I'm not making it up. They devote an entire column to whether or not it is immoral to talk to people who supported Donald J. Trump. And this is on their ethicist column. The question is, must I stop speaking to my Trump-supporting friends? Really? 1-800-955-1776. We'll get to that in a moment, too. First, some of the plans for inauguration. The Fox News is reporting, and even though it's no longer the president's favorite network, they are still certainly more positive to Trump than not. And they have a headline, Trump plans to outshine Biden on Inauguration Day with opposing rally. And look, it may not be that hard to outshine Biden on Inauguration Day. Apparently, the president-elect is saying that they're going to do something with all the safety precautions in mind, and saying it will be like the Democratic Convention. Now, the Democratic Convention was generally adjudged a great success, but I don't see where they're going to do the inauguration. The one thing that I do think is clever is there are reports that Joe Biden might actually ditch the typical flourish of the president-elect arriving in a large Air Force plane, not necessarily Air Force One, but he will be using it afterward, of course, and that he may actually make a point of riding to the inauguration from his home in Wilmington, Delaware, on Amtrak. Because he made a big deal of riding on the train from Delaware for 30 years when he was in the U.S. Senate. So that might be, I mean, if that's the biggest excitement they have for their inauguration, it'll be a very quiet affair. Not so with Trump. Here's what Fox says. Fox says, a new report says that President Trump is considering a dramatic White House departure. Well, come on, of course. That includes a final Air Force One flight to Florida, where he will host an opposing rally during Joe Biden's inauguration. And in other words, I suppose the president has a right to do that. He would have to get on Marine One and fly down in order to be down in Florida before noon. And apparently they're talking about him making his rally speech in a hangar that they would jam full of people. The Trump talk could create a split-screen moment, says Fox, the outgoing president addressing a roaring crowd in an airport hangar, while the incoming leader is sworn in before a socially distanced audience outside the Capitol. People familiar with the discussions told NBC News that Trump plans to skip the swearing-in ceremony of his successor, and that he has floated the idea of a Florida rally to announce a 2024 bid to reclaim the White House. Trump said last month that he would leave office if the Electoral College votes for President-elect Joe Biden, but he also alleged massive fraud in the vote and promised to continue with his legal battle. Asked if he would consider running again on the Republican ticket in 2024, Trump said, quote, "I don't want to talk to 2024 yet." The Trump campaign did not respond to Fox's request for comment. I do think that there is a big part of the president that, of course, would love to announce the inauguration of a new campaign on the same day that Joe Biden is taking the oath of office at the inauguration for a new presidency. I get that. But I also do think that people around him are probably saying, look, he will get publicity no matter what he does. People will create a split screen to listen to what Trump's saying and then listen to what Biden's saying and compare the two of them. And I think in terms of crowd size and enthusiasm, I mean, I don't know if it'll be a larger crowd or what kind of crowd it would be, but it would be a good look for Trump, and it could offer a counter inauguration. The one idea, though, that I understand his staff is trying to keep him focused on is that he should keep it open. He should say something about he's thinking about running in 2024, but then keep people guessing for a little while longer, because that preserves his ability to create news and to create excitement. Because that ability is going to be much, much less the day that he does leave the White House. I actually also think, and I've said this before on the air, and I said it today in a new column over in Newsweek. And I'm going to be writing for Newsweek a couple of times a month now. There's a new column there about the whole tradition of a prior president being there to welcome the newcomer and passing things off in that peaceful transition. That, it seems to me, is a very valuable American tradition. There's a famous New Yorker cover that illustrated Herbert Hoover and Franklin D. Roosevelt. Roosevelt had crushed Hoover in their race. Hoover was running for re-election. He had presided over the Great Depression and its beginnings, and so he lost in a landslide. And he didn't like FDR. And he looked very, very sour. And they didn't talk while they were riding together down Pennsylvania Avenue to the Capitol building for the famous inauguration, where FDR said, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Okay. And the New Yorker did a famous cartoon showing the jubilantly smiling FDR and the frowning Hoover. But it still showed that idea that there was a certain amount of camaraderie. I remember that the Trumps and the Obamas were getting along famously back on January 20th of 2017. And in fact, Trump and Melania walked over with Obama and Michelle, where the helicopter was going to go pick up, I believe, Obama and Michelle and take them out of town. But they were extremely warm with one another. And no, they didn't have to be wearing masks back in 2017. And it was an important thing. And I think it was important for Trump that the former president be there. And the last time we had any incumbent president who wasn't present for an inauguration was 1869 with Andrew Johnson. And look, it's probably worthwhile, and I think there's even a possibility that President Trump might reconsider. We'll get to Matthew McConaughey and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Michael Medved Show, wishing everybody a busy, productive, happy, safe, and healthy holiday season. There is a something that shows, I think, an unhealthy aspect of American life And I thought about this a great deal and gone over it in my mind. And I really do believe this is true. I think that there is a greater intolerance in terms of personal interaction with people on the part of the left than on the part of the right here. And what I'm talking about is illustrated by a piece that appeared yesterday in the New York Times. And they have a column called The Ethicist, which is now written every week by Dr. Kwame Anthony Appiah, who has a, I believe, last I checked, he was a professor at Princeton. I think he's still there. But people pose ethical dilemmas. And there's one under the headline, "Should I stop speaking to my Trump-supporting friends?" In other words, there's a serious person who is identified as Mimi B, and they actually give her last name in the newspaper. And Mimi asks a question about whether she is morally obligated to just not talk to people who support Trump. See, I can't imagine somebody asking that the other way around. Am I allowed to speak to, does morality allow me to even speak to people who disagree with me about Donald Trump? In other words, I do think that there are a lot of MAGA people who are very, very strong in their beliefs, but they would welcome the opportunity to speak to people who don't share them to try to persuade them, at least for most people. In any event, here's what the exchange sounds like in the New York Times. Am I morally bound to confront friends who support President Trump or to stop speaking to them entirely? I find it untenable that anyone could support such a deficient person. He is xenophobic and he's a liar. He admires authoritarian rulers, he lacks self-control, and he's an inciter of division in our country. I cannot find tolerance for the other side. Look harder. To date, however, I've just kept quiet and avoided the subject with people I know are beyond convincing. Is that adequate? Okay, first of all, the fact that she wants to ask whether it's adequate, the fact that she's feeling guilty for being respectful of other people and not getting to shouting confrontations, really? I mean, this is nutty. In any event, the response by Dr. Appiah is not bad. He says, in a democracy, we the people are supposed to be guiding the ship of state together. To do that, we need to be able to talk to one another. Yes! Which suggests that engagement rather than confrontation can be a civic act. Amen, brother. It can also be an act of friendship, because the one thing we want to do is to save our friends from making serious mistakes. Just bear in mind that listening in these circumstances is as important as talking. Okay, that's a very reasonable thing to say, it seems to me. He continues, he says, the polarized state of our politics, alas, means that people are so taken up with their political identities that they're unable or unwilling to consider the views of those outside their political tribe. We get many of our false beliefs in the same way we get true ones, by listening to the views of people we trust. You can be partially responsible for being in an unreliable network if there are signs that something is wrong and that you don't examine the possibility that it's misleading you. But the misjudgment here may not reflect bad moral values. Exactly. And then he says, concludes by saying, our tribal prejudices are at their worst in moments like these. Let's hope we can recover some measure of equilibrium and move, however stumblingly, toward a modus vivendi that entails working to see the best in one another and not just the worst. Only if we learn to overcome our fiercest prejudices can we take up the business of steering the ship of state as a people united despite our disagreements. Okay, entirely reasonable, but he doesn't go to the core mistake that she makes in her question. The core mistake she makes is that politics and people's preferences in politics have a moral component to it, that you want to judge someone's morality based on who they support for president. Doesn't it make more sense to judge someone's morality based upon how they behave? What kind of neighbor they are? What kind of husband they are? What kind of wife? What kind of grandmother? What kind of human being? And I've said this on the air before. I know people on both sides who are just stellar human beings, wonderful people, generous and good-hearted and full of concern and devotion. There are people like that on the left. There are certainly people like that on the right. And wouldn't that be more important than what I think is predominantly a left-wing mistake? Because part of the difference between right and left is that people on the right see the most important thing in which you're engaged being personal life. That's why there are people who see that you're going to get redemption through the way you live your family life, through the way you lead your religious life, your faith life, the way you conduct your business. But for the left, everything is about government. Everything is about politics. Everything is about the plan. And the morality, the basic judge of morality, is often not based upon your personal behavior, your intimate behavior, how you deal with other people. But it's all based on whether you have the right politics. I remember this so very clearly when the Clinton impeachment campaign was going on. There was a Time magazine writer named Nina Burley, and she was confronting what a lot of people were saying against Bill Clinton, which is that how can feminists support this guy? He treats women like dirt.
I plead guilty to that.
Polite word. Yeah, I mean, really, if you look at his record treating women, it wasn't good. And she said, look, I don't care what he does with women. She said, I'd put on my presidential knee pads if he just protects a woman's right to choose, if he's right on the abortion issue. Okay, what that says is that she is putting politics above everything else. I think the left is more likely to do that, and it's a terrible mistake and a terrible thing to do, and makes it much harder to have the reconciliation that we need. So how do you get it? Turn to Hollywood? Well, we'll get to that coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump thinks the presidential election was like a third world nation. The president, talking to reporters at the White House, says the election was filled with glitches and totally rigged.
I think the case has already been made if you look at the polls. It was a rigged election. You look at the different states, the election was totally rigged. It's a disgrace to our country. It's like a third world country. These ballots pouring in from everywhere using machinery that nobody knows ownership nobody knows anything about. They have glitches, as they call them, glitches. The glitches weren't glitches. They got caught.
The House of Representatives expected to vote Wednesday on a stopgap measure to avert a partial government shutdown after current funding expires this Friday. Democratic aides confirming on Monday that the stopgap is expected to last through the 18th of this month. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Medved Show, a great place to do some Christmas shopping with a tremendous sale coming up. And it's actually going on right now, that sale. And yes, it's appropriate for Hanukkah shopping as well, very much so, especially with Hanukkah coming up Thursday night, believe it or not, earlier this year. In any event, the place to go is Medved History Store. And why? Because we have 60% off the Medved History Library. This is a phenomenal gift if you want to give a gift to yourself or to anybody. More than 100 hours of programming, of storytelling, of substance for a deeper understanding of what American history is and what it means. And there also, for Hanukkah, there are special tapes that are included in that history library, CDs or downloads about the origins of the miraculous rebirth of the State of Israel and the long association of that rebirth with the United States of America. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner. 60% off for the whole Medved History Library. 25% off for any of the individual downloads. It's a great opportunity. Gift certificates also available at Medved History Store. Check it out. Matthew McConaughey is making some history with his new book. His new book is called Green Lights, and it's basically stuff that he's learned along his path. And who knew? He actually did well academically at University of Texas, of course. And yeah, he's a Longhorn. But he's going out on his book tour and making a lot of sense, which is not usual for an actor. Certainly not for an Oscar-winning actor and somebody who's kind of best known for his romantic comedies. He was on with another actor who I think is much less clear thinking, Russell Brand. And Russell Brand, Brit, has a podcast. And here is what McConaughey did in that podcast. This is clip 14, to call out the illiberal left. Listen.
There is a lot on that illiberal left that absolutely condescend, patronize, and are arrogant towards that other 50%. Many people were in, I'm sure you saw it, in our industry when Trump was voted in 4 years ago. They were in denial that it was actually, that was real. This, and some of them were in absolute denial. And even now, we're going to see how we, if we can stabilize coming out of, looks like Biden's our guy. Well, now you've got the right that's in denial, because that's why it's fake news. And I understand, they've been fed fake news. No one knows who the hell to believe, right? So they're putting down their last bastion of defense.
Okay, and then he establishes that, no, he's not on the extreme right. No, he's not on the extreme left. What is he? Listen, clip 15.
I say this, I'll meet you in the middle. I actually think that is more of a dare right now than it's ever been.
Yeah.
That spot, again, is not like, oh, no, not going there. Somebody said to me that it's, oh, yeah, meet you in the middle. You know it's in the middle of the road, McConaughey, yellow lines and dead armadillos. I said, let me tell you something, bud. I said, I'm walking down the yellow line right now, and the armadillos are running free, having a great time. I said, you know why? I said, the other two sides, the two vehicles on either side of the political aisle are so far apart, their tires aren't even on the pavement anymore. I mean, so trust me, it's free over here. There's plenty of room, you know? And I almost feel like it's a move to say, no, let's get aggressively centric. I dare you. It's not a recession. It's an aggressive move.
Okay, look, this is a great statement. By the way, the author of that statement, what's in the middle of the road, yellow lines and dead armadillos, that was another Texan named Jim Hightower, who used to be the Secretary of Agriculture in Texas and Railroad Commissioner. He was a big liberal, very much to the left. And he didn't like the idea of centrist Democrats. And there are some people who don't like the idea of centrist Republicans. But for goodness sake, McConaughey is right. In today's world, there is so much distance between, say, Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump, or Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence.
All right.
Yeah, that there's lots of room in between, and you don't have to be Magic Mike to recognize that. In another interview promoting his book, we should see if he'll come on. I'd love to talk to McConaughey. But in another interview, what's that? He probably won't be stoned and shirtless, and if he is, I won't know, because we'll be and we won't inform the listeners either. But McConaughey also did this interview with Time magazine, and again, I think he's right about this, and it's a point worth making for somebody who does have a lot of standing in the entertainment industry. This is clip 16.
I write in the book, you can't have unity without confrontation. So, and I believe that. And I would argue that in many ways today, we don't even have true confrontation. Because I would argue that I think to have true confrontation, you have to at least validate and legitimize the opposition's point of view, even if you disagree with it. But we're in a spot now where we don't even validate it. We make that person, you disagree with me, I make you persona non grata. You are illegitimate, you're evil, you're done. You should disappear. You do not count. That's not true confrontation. Therefore, that's not going to lead to any kind of unifying of people.
Well, that's exactly like that concern by Mimi who wrote into the New York Times. Does morality require that I stop speaking to my Trump-supporting friends? Frankly, common sense and good mental health requires that you never stop speaking to friends. And if there's a problem, you figure out what you should avoid, if there are issues you should avoid. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi, not to pick on her too much today, but really talks about her idea of a very high priority for the incoming Biden administration. Are they really going to follow this? We have time for clip 8, Jeremy.
We will use Title IX to give transgender students access to sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms in accordance with their gender identity in all federally funded schools. Does he have the power to unilaterally do this, and do you agree with this?
Yes, and I think he does.
Oh, she thinks that Biden has the power, she says, to support trans students having access to sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms based on gender identity. Based on gender identity, but yeah, how would that gender identity be determined? And really, this is the end of women's sports. I mean, it frankly is. We've talked before about some of the cases in Connecticut where women's track and field events have been dominated by two women who aren't women. And I'm sorry, they're not. They may want to be women, but somehow the idea that taking testosterone would disqualify someone from participating in competitive sports, and it's against the rules, but actually having testosterone when you're competing against females and you have that testosterone because you have the equipment that produces it, that the entire idea of wanting the President of the United States as a top priority to start issuing executive orders about female sports and shower rooms and bathrooms is crazy. Does that mean that we shouldn't talk to Nancy Pelosi? No, talk and talk. The more she talks, I think the tougher times is going to have a speaker. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, is there a double standard that exists between liberals and conservatives, and what's acceptable for liberals and conservatives? Actually, you know who said so? Is we're now not talking about Matthew McConaughey, who proudly describes himself as somebody who wants to walk down the middle of that road, but talking about Sarah Silverman. And it's kind of amazing that she took this point of view, and it's not entirely coherent. And Jeremy, I don't think we have this on audio, but I do have the transcript of what she said. And what she was saying was this. She said, people on the left, who are comedians, get a pass on offensive jokes. We're liberal, so we can say anything. Uh-huh. And what she talks about here is she says, look, she admits that as a comedian, there are a lot of problematic things looking back, but such as comedy. And she is talking about having lost a movie that she had been signed for. She lost a part because someone had discovered an old picture of her doing a routine in blackface. And as you know, there are many people who've survived careers. Jimmy Kimmel did. Actually, it was kind of funny. He did several routines. He did Moses Malone in blackface. I think he also did LeBron James, didn't he, in blackface? Because, you know, for a towering guy like that, who is such a supremely gifted physical specimen like Jimmy Kimmel. Remember when Jimmy Kimmel played a exhibition basketball game that he lost to Ted Cruz? One of the highlights of Senator Cruz's career. But in any event, back to Sarah Silverman. She says, I think it's the intention behind it that determines, she says, whether jokes are acceptable or not. I always said the opposite of what I thought, and that was the joke, kind of. But hopefully the truth transcends that I don't really feel this way, she said. That comedy I did, you're right, it was like, oh, it's okay because you know I don't really mean it. But then it also is kind of like, we're liberal, so we can say anything. We can say, you know, the words that are unsayable. You know I don't mean it, so I can say it. There's a kind of a liberal douchiness about it, she said. I think in retrospect, I mean, I don't know. It's a weird balance. Yeah, it's an incoherent balance, it seems to me. And then she says, everyone who is not liberal is so serious and so dark and so real about their negativity or hate or racism, whatever it is, that it's taken all of that away. I don't even want to joke about a lot of things that are rough or maybe pushing boundaries because you feel like I don't want it to be taken the wrong way because there are so many people who mean it. That whole idea that there are so many people who mean it, that whole idea that people on the left side of things are standing up against this mighty force of racism in the country, I think that kind of attitude animates John Ossoff, who is running for United States Senate based on what qualifications? None. He's 33 years old. He ran a congressional race, and he won a silver medal, which means he lost. He ran against a Republican named Karen Handel in Georgia. He's a native of Atlanta. He went to school in London at the London School of Economics. But he got to debate himself because David Perdue, the sitting senator from Georgia, who is running for re-election, and he's more comfortably ahead in the polls than you could say his running mate, Kelly Loeffler, who's also, of course, running for Senate in Georgia. They have the runoff coming up in January. John Ossoff sounded like this, debating himself. This is clip number 7.
My message for the people of our state at this moment of crisis is your senator feels entitled to your vote. Your senator is refusing to answer questions and debate his opponent because he believes he shouldn't have to. He believes this Senate seat belongs to him. This Senate seat belongs to the people. With early voting beginning on December 14th, I want to urge everybody to make a plan to vote. David Perdue has been getting rich in office. And instead of taking public health expertise and guidance from the CDC and getting that to the people and implementing in policy, he was buying up shares in manufacturers of vaccines and medical equipment, and he's not here because he's afraid he may incriminate himself in this debate.
Okay, the idea that David Perdue got rich in office, David Perdue did incredibly well in business during many, many years in private business, building corporations and building jobs and building the Georgia economy. Frankly, he may survive, I think, without serious damage, the fact that he decided not to debate John Ossoff. They had an empty chair there on the debate. Honestly, I think it's wrong to do that kind of thing where you go ahead with an empty chair. But we'll see how it works out in Georgia. Perdue had a fairly clever comeback. He said that, look, I think John Ossoff has now broken a record. He is the first candidate in history ever to lose a debate to himself. Okay, I'm not sure it was that bad, but I'm not sure it stirred that many votes either. There is a new movie that has inspired some debate. And it's you remember the movie Enchanted, and which tried to revive that old Disney princess franchise. And of course, all the Disney princesses. What's a princess movie without a fairy godmother? Well, that's one of the questions behind the new Disney comedy. It's over at Disney Plus. It's called Godmothered. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Jillian Bell plays a rookie fairy godmother who's dispatched to help struggling single mom Isla Fisher in a Christmas offering called Godmothered, now streaming on Disney Plus.
I'm your fairy godmother. Just back off, lady. Look, I know what you're thinking, and it's true. Most fairy godmothers are a lot older. I'm finally losing my mind.
I suppose it was only a matter of time before Disney would try to update its princess franchise by telling the story of a stressed-out modern-day heroine from the bumbling godmother's point of view. Jillian Bell is both entertaining and endearing, but the backstory about Motherland, the training facility for fairy godmothers, never pays off, and the special effects are more corny than convincing. It's rated PG and mostly suitable for young viewers. 2.5 stars for Godmothered, which falls somewhere between mundane and magical.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
It is specifically Christmas themed, with a big Christmas performance and lots of special effects involving Christmas lights. And I think most people who want to watch it with kids will probably like it mildly, hence that 2.5 star rating. Next time on the Medved Show, there is a new column, very important column, by Ian Rowe, who's been a guest on the show before. He is an outstanding young African-American intellectual and commentator. He's at the American Enterprise Institute. And his new column, the original title he used was The Soft Bigotry of Anti-Racist Expectations is Damaging Black and White Kids Alike. He talked about the hard bigotry of anti-white expectations. And we will speak to him about that, about why it is that trying to establish guilt based upon a white identity hurts not only white kids in school, but hurts children of color as well. We'll also be going over a fascinating book, which is very, very important. It's about the origins of the anti-vaxxer movement. And it's about a guy who's in jail. And it's called The Doctor Who Fooled the World: Science, Deception, and the War on Vaccines. Plus, a former space scientist says aliens are hiding until mankind is ready. Really? We will get to all of that next time, where there will be a full plate. It's deadline day. Yeah, next time is the safe harbor day for the election in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.